Let's take our Bibles, go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter number 21. Luke chapter number 21. Imano, thank you for the water. Appreciate that. Luke 21. We're going to look at one verse. Luke 21 and verse number 28. Luke chapter 21 and verse number 28. I'll give you a few seconds to get there. We're going to look at the top five prophetic trends of 2018. The top five prophetic trends of 2018. Luke 21, 28. If you're there, say amen. I'm going to read Luke 21, 28. This is Jesus speaking here. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let's pray this morning. Our Heavenly Father, thank you once again for the opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk here at Bible Baptist Church. What a blessing it is, dear Lord, to fellowship with our fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, that we can sing songs to worship you, to glorify your holy and righteous name. For you alone, Lord, are holy. You know, we say Santo, Santo, Santo. But also in Hebrew, we would say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And Lord, I pray that this morning that we can glorify you in everything that we say, in everything that we sing. And I pray that you would be glorified, Lord, through this very message. And if there is someone here this morning and they don't know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior, Father, may the Holy Spirit of God prick their hearts, dear Lord, that they would see their need for the Savior and that they would call upon the name of the Lord and that they would get saved, that they would be ready, Lord, for either death or the rapture of the church. Father, thank you for what you're about to do now, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. I should have put the number five up on there. The five prophetic trends of 2018. What Jesus said in Luke 21, 28, and let me paraphrase. Jesus said that when you see Bible prophecy unfolding in its early stages, not completely fulfilled, unfolding in its early stages. What does he tell us to do in verse 28? To look up, right? Because your redemption is drawing so very near. And we're just going to briefly this morning look at these five prophetic trends that we've witnessed in 2018. So as we enter the new year of 2019, I believe that you and I as born-again Christians will see an exponential increase of prophetic events unfold before our very eyes, indicating that the next main event on God's timetable, the rapture of the church, is so very close. We must remember that there are no prophecies that must be fulfilled before the rapture of the church can take place. No prophecies have to be fulfilled, and there are no signs that precede the rapture of the church. Amen? It could happen while I'm preaching this message right now. But ask yourself this question. If the rapture was to happen right now, would the sanctuary of Bible Baptist Church be completely empty? Or would some of you still be sitting in your seats after the rapture? That is something that you need to take care of this morning. And we want to show you how you can take care of that. So we will briefly look at the five prophetic trends of 2018 that signify that the coming of the Lord is indeed drawing nigh, as we read in Luke chapter 21 and verse number 28. Now, I know we've been having some issues with PowerPoint. Hopefully it'll, there we go. So we're going to open the curtain right now, okay? So there it is. So as we look at these major players in the Middle East and what they are doing now and what their role will be in the future with major eschatological ramifications in relation to Israel. So we're looking at the Middle East. I've been to the Middle East 23 times. I have been to Israel 23 times. So you can barely see Israel on this map. It's like, you know, it's like chicken scratch on this map right here. So we are looking at major players in light of biblical prophecy. Folks, there is Israel. You can barely see it on the map right there. I mean, it's no bigger than the state of New Jersey. But yet, the whole entire world is, for some reason, fixated on that little land right there. We're looking at major players here in Bible prophecy. Look at these guys. Who's this right here? A major player in the future, according to Bible prophecy. Oh, these guys, who's that right there? A major player in Bible prophecy. These guys right here. A major player in Bible prophecy. Egypt, a major player in Bible prophecy. Saudi Arabia, Psalm 83 and verse 6, a major player in Bible prophecy. Egypt, a major player in Bible prophecy. Syria, a major player. Folks, I'm talking, you're looking at the entire Middle East right here. And major players that you read about in the news or you see in the news every single day. They are getting into position to fulfill their role in the not too distant future. Why do I cover the political? I cover the political because the political is setting the stage for the prophetic to be fulfilled. So let's look at these major players according to Bible prophecy. So number one will be an attack on Israel coming from the north. So we see the rise of the Gog-Magog alliance. Brother, you were just asking me that question before the service, okay? We see the rise of the Gog-Magog alliance. Now, who is Gog? Gog is a person. Gog is a personality. Magog is the location where this personality comes from. Magog will attack Israel. They're down here. Magog will attack Israel from the north. Israel will be attacked from the north. She'll be attacked from the south. She'll be attacked from the east. And she will be attacked from the west. The Jewish prophet Ezekiel, writing some 2,500 years ago, saw an attack on Israel coming from the far north. So we see in Ezekiel chapter 38 in verse number 2, he mentions Gog, who is a person. Now, I can't prove this to you from the Bible, but I wouldn't be surprised if Russia's president, Vladimir Putin, would fit this very role, because he is a very dangerous man. And Russia is no friend to Israel, and Russia is no friend to the United States of America. But I will tell you this, Russia is the sugar daddy of the entire Arab Middle East. And Russia is neck deep right there in that chaos that's going on in Syria. Syria has been in an 8-year civil war, resulted in over 700,000 people dead. And who's protecting Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad? Well, none other than Vladimir Putin himself. You got Russia over there in Syria. You got Iran over there in Syria. Iran calls for Israel to be wiped off the face of the map every single day. So, folks, Israel does indeed live in a tough neighborhood. So Gog is the personality coming from Magog, the location. Well, who was Magog? All you got to do is go to Genesis chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Magog was the son of Japheth. Japheth had sons, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and then Gomer had a son named Togarmah. When Magog broke away from his brothers, Magog settled north of the Caspian and Black Sea. What nation right there resides north of the Caspian and Black Sea today? Russia. So he talks about Magog settling north of the state of Israel. But then Magog's brothers, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarmah, they settled south of the Caspian and Black Sea today. Now, Turkey today in biblical times consisted of Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah. How do I know that? When I was in Istanbul at the airport, I saw a replica of an ancient Turkish map. And right there in biblical times, Turkey consisted of those four boys, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarmah. Who is Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarmah today? Turkey, with their radical Islamic president, Tayyip Erdogan, and Turkey is nothing but a sworn enemy to the state of Israel. So we see that today, that is where the Islamic State of Turkey is located. But then when we get to Ezekiel, chapter 38 and verse number 5, it talks about these guys. Who's this right here? Do you know who Persia is? In 1936, Persia changed their name to Iran, exactly. Iran, Iran, she ran, he ran, no. Iran. In 1936, they changed their name to Iran. Iran is one of the most sworn, deadliest enemies to the state of Israel today. They want to see Israel wiped off the face of the map. So Iran will attack Israel from the east. Russia, Magog, and Turkey, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarmah, will attack also from the north. Iran from the east. Libya will attack from the west. And Ethiopia, Sudan, Somalia will attack from the south. Ezekiel covers all of this in Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 through 6. Now, most of you know that President Trump is pulling our troops out of Syria. And man, that is putting a smile on the face to the enemies of Israel. Now that Trump is pulling our troops out of Syria, President Vladimir Putin of Russia invited Israel's enemies to a summit. Who did he invite? Well, there's Vladimir Putin right there, the president of Russia. To the left is Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, and to the right here is Turkey's president, Tayyip Erdogan. Tayyip Erdogan just called the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, nothing more than an outright murderer. And he's calling upon the entire Islamic world to take Jerusalem away from the Jews and establish a global Islamic caliphate to convert the whole entire world to Islam. This is their goal right there in Turkey. Iran's goal is to destroy the state of Israel. And Russia is neck deep in the Middle East and is the sugar daddy of the entire Arab world. Russia and Syria just threatened to fire SA-5 missiles into central Israel if the Jewish state of Israel continues airstrikes on Syria. Now, I got this from a secular website, not some Christian Bible prophecy website. This is from the Debka files, and it says, Russia and Syria threaten to fire SA-5 missiles into central Israel if the Israeli Air Force strikes continue there in Syria. Folks, that's a threat. That's a threat by Russia against the state of Israel. And this is exactly what the Jewish prophet Ezekiel is talking about in Ezekiel chapter number 38. By the way, Syria, I told you about Syria. Syria is on Israel's northeast border. Syria is described by the Jewish prophet Daniel as the king of the north, along with the king of the south, Egypt, will attack Israel, according to Daniel chapter 11 and verse number 40. Trend number 2. Another major trend of 2018 is the continual rise of what they call artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence or AI. Artificial intelligence or AI. Now, again, Russian President Vladimir Putin, he's always talking on the world stage. He said this, and I quote, "Whoever controls artificial intelligence will rule the world." Artificial intelligence is the future not only for Russia, but for all mankind, Putin said. Whoever becomes the leader in this sphere will become the ruler of the world. Folks, what he said has prophetic overtones written all over it. And even though he made that statement in 2017, we see the rise of artificial intelligence increasing in 2018. And by the way, China is the leading manufacturer of artificial intelligence. China has a technology called Yitu technology, which is at the forefront of artificial intelligence, which will have future ramifications. They have an AI or artificial intelligence called Dragonfly. Now, Dragonfly can analyze billions of photographs, and they can locate people within seconds. Whether they're missing or not, they can locate them anywhere in the world. It is so powerful that even if you're wearing a disguise, it can prove to the people watching that you're wearing a disguise and you're not who you say that you are. It can recognize people in 30-year-old photos. And guess who wants to purchase this technology from China, this artificial intelligence? Surprise, surprise, Facebook. Google. Apple. Wanna know what's scary? Last night, my wife and I were having dinner at TGIF in Attleboro, Massachusetts. There's a buzzer. I felt my phone vibrate. So I take out this little pocket computer that we call a cell phone. And Facebook said, "How's your dinner at TGIF?" How do they know that I'm having dinner at TGIF? I can be at a Holiday Inn, checking the Holiday Inn. My phone will buzz again. And I pick it up. "How would you rate Holiday Inn?" How does Facebook know where you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? How do they know where you're having dinner, where you're staying? Folks, there it is right there. It's all due to artificial intelligence. It is so powerful that it can recognize people even if they're wearing a disguise. It can identify people in 30-year-old photos. Nobody will be able to hide from this type of technology. Doesn't that remind you about something? Doesn't that remind you of Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 15? It says, "And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause, that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed." You know what the Antichrist is going to do at the midway point of the tribulation period? He's going to go into a rebuilt third Jewish temple in Jerusalem. By the way, come to Israel with me next year. I want to take you to the Temple Institute where they're making all the preparations for the rebuilding of a third Jewish temple. Antichrist will walk into that rebuilt third Jewish temple. He's going to set up an image of himself, a statue, a replica of himself. And it's going to be like, he's going to give power to that image, that statue, to come to life. And what is that statue going to do? It will blaspheme God. It will blaspheme the people of God. And when that happens, the Jewish people will flee for their very lives. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 24, 16. "Then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains." You back up one verse, verse 15. Jesus calls this the abomination of desolation. The beast out of the revived Roman Empire will give life to the image of the beast. He will give life to an image, a replica of himself that will speak blasphemies against God and demand the world to worship him. So we see artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, at an increasing rate in 2018. And it will continue to increase as we go into 2019. You've been to Disney World, haven't you? How many have been to Disney World? How many of you have been to the Hall of Presidents at Disney World? Woo, man alive. You want to talk about creepy, brother? You go into the Hall of Presidents in Disney World. You sit down. The whole place is dark. All of a sudden, the curtains open up. And there's this guy just walking out. Hey, folks, how you doing? It's George Bush. President Bush number one. You're like, wow, that guy's a great actor, man. He looks just like Bush. Some lady said, sir, told me, sir, that's not an actor. I said, what do you mean it's not an actor? It's not an actor, that's a robot. I said, excuse me? All of a sudden, here comes Ronald Reagan. Here comes President Lincoln, George Washington. Every president you can think of was on that stage. You would think that there were actors on there, that they looked just like these presidents, and they were all robots. They communicated with you. They talked with you. Why? AI, artificial intelligence. That's exactly what the Antichrist will use at the midway point in the tribulation period when he makes an image of himself and causes that image to come to life, speaking blasphemies against God. Trend number three. Another thing that we saw in 2018 is the development of chip implants. Some companies are now requiring their employees to receive a chip implant under their skin as a condition of employment. That's why I took this website right here. Again, another secular website. You know what they're doing in Sweden right now? They're taking a chip implant, no bigger than a grain of rice, just above the tip of your thumb. That, look at the guy's holding it right there. No bigger than a grain of rice, man. And once that thing is inserted in your skin, it has your financial records. It has your medical records. It has your personal history. It has every single information about you. And all somebody has to say, if you're in a car accident, you can't respond. All these medical responders, all they have to do is take a scanning gun and just beep. And your information is going to come up right on their computers. Anything you buy in a store today has what on it? A barcode. Right? You see barcodes everywhere. You go to the grocery store. You go to the checkout. You see a lady with a scanning gun. And she takes your items and she's aiming that gun at that barcode to tell you exactly what the price is of that item. And when it's all said and done, oh, that would be $75.83. During the tribulation period, when they start scanning all your stuff, instead of taking out cash or taking out a debit or a credit card, the lady will say, that will be $75.83. Here you are. Beep. Here you are. Beep. Does that sound familiar to you? Revelation 13, 16 through 18. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the image of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666 or 666. Six is the number of imperfection. It represents the number of man. And so this is exactly what we see going on right now in Sweden and all over the world. People are now taking chip implants. Folks, that's a precursor to the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. Trend number four. I told you there was five of them, right? There it is right there, Revelation 13, 16 and 18. That's exactly what they're inserting in people right now, a precursor to Bible prophecy. Trend number four, another major development that we see going on in 2018 is the European Union. We believe the European Union is the embryo or the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. The European Union, or EU, was formed in 1951 with only 6 member states. And today, 2018, the European Union has mushroomed into 28 member states. Now, this was foretold in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 13, Revelation chapter 17, for the future revived Roman Empire. And ladies and gentlemen, out of the future revived Roman Empire will arise, ready? How many fingers do I have? 10. Daniel and John in Revelation talk about a final 10-nation revived Roman Empire. Those 10 nations will give global authority to the Antichrist when he comes on the world stage. Daniel, 500 years before John the Apostle, talks about these 10 horns. Daniel chapter 7, verses 7, 20, 24. 10 horns, 10 horns, 10 horns. 500 years later, after Daniel dies, John is on the Isle of Patmos. He's authoring the book of Revelation. John is talking about these 10 horns. In Revelation 12:3, Revelation 13:1, Revelation chapter 17, verses 3, 7, 12, 16, John is talking about 10 horns. The revived Roman Empire, ladies and gentlemen, is alive and well on planet Earth today. Now remember, how many fingers do I have? 10. You know what the European, let's just go to the European Union website, okay? This is one of the websites for the European Union known as the Vo Europe. Now, notice what the European Union says. What number are they throwing out there? Is that a coincidence? 10 countries for a United States of Europe. With those 28 member states in the European Union, they want to divide those 28 member states into 10 divisions or 10 regions. I don't find that as a coincidence. Here's another one for you right here. This one is talking about Europe at large. France's president, Emmanuel Macron, he's calling for a coalition of the willing. Notice the paragraph right there. The president of France said this. Impatient with German foot dragging on defense, French president Emmanuel Macron will bring together a what? There's that number again, 10? A 10-nation coalition of the willing next month, designed to prepare European armed forces to take action together in emergencies and to bind Britain into military cooperation as it leaves the European Union. Remember, Daniel talks about 10 horns. Daniel chapter 7, 7, 20, 24. John the Apostle in Revelation talks about 10 horns. Revelation 12, 3, Revelation 13, 1, Revelation 17, 3, 7, 12, 16. 10 horns, 10 horns, 10 horns. And look at the European Union. 10 countries for a United States of Europe. That's not a coincidence. That's a God incidence, amen? That's Bible prophecy, ladies and gentlemen, unfolding right before your very eyes. By the way, go with me to Revelation 17:3. You've seen this before. Revelation chapter 17. Revelation 17 and verse number 3. Revelation 17:3. And I'll read, Revelation 17:3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman, that's the false church, sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, that's the Antichrist, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and what? 10 horns. So then when we go to the European Union headquarters in Brussels, Belgium, what do they have in front of their headquarters? A statue of a woman riding the beast. You think that's another coincidence? You just read it in Revelation 17:3. I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. The European Union, ladies and gentlemen, is alive and well on planet Earth today. the European Union is the embryo or the infrastructure for the revived Roman Empire. The EU is calling for a 10-nation coalition of the willing. The EU is calling for 10 countries for a United States of Europe. And yet in Daniel and in Revelation, we read about 10 horns, 10 horns, 10 horns. Finally, the last one, trend number 5. We are living in perilous times. Are we not? I'm not telling you nothing new. You read the newspapers if you can stomach it. You watch the news if you can stomach it. And you can see clearly that we are living in perilous times. Paul the Apostle in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, gives us 19 characteristics of the last days. When you read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, folks, it's like reading the front page of a local newspaper. The Bible is an up-to-date book, amen? It's more up-to-date than tomorrow's local newspaper. He gives us 19 characteristics of the last days in which we live. He says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Then he gives us those characteristics. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 19 characteristics in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And this is exactly what you and I are seeing today. We see mass shootings all across the United States of America. We have an acceptance of sodomy and same-sex marriage lifestyles that they want to cram down your throat and they want to cram down the throat of your children. They're teaching your kids in the public school system that lesbianism and homosexuality is an acceptable lifestyle no matter what your Christian mommy and daddy says. No matter what that Bible says, this is an accepted lifestyle. Listen, if God said it's wrong, it's wrong. I'm not going with the government. I'm going with God on this. Amen? It's an immoral, unnatural lifestyle. And yet, if we say that it's sin, then they want to make it as if it's some type of hate crime. And by the way, in Canada and in France and in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, preaching against the sin of homosexuality is considered a hate crime punishable by jail time. And before you know it, it's going to be right here in the good old United States of America. Hey, listen. Enjoy President Trump while you can. Whether you love him or hate him, man, this guy's not a politician, okay? He is just not a politician. That's why I don't agree with everything that comes out of his mouth, but he's not a politician. But he is somebody who keeps his word, and he is somebody who's a friend to Israel and a friend to the church. You think that was the case with Obama for the 8 years he was in office? Absolutely not. But this guy is a godsend, for crying out loud. And yes, I pray that I'm not going to get into that. 2020 is around the corner, so just make sure you go out and vote, amen? But I'm praying for 8 years of Trump. That's all I'm saying. But if somebody other than Trump gets into office, that's like the last guy, we're in serious trouble. Serious, serious trouble. Mass shootings all across the United States. The acceptance of sodomy and same-sex marriage. We see this not only domestically, but ladies and gentlemen, on a global scale. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. How do I know that? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. What did Jesus say in Matthew 24, verse 12? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Do we see that going on right now? Absolutely, folks. We live in a society in the United States of America today in which there is a moral breakdown. A moral breakdown in society. We have sunken to an all-time low, morally speaking. Is it going to get any better? No. It's only going to get worse. So, what should we expect if the Lord doesn't, if the Lord tarries in 2018? What should we expect as born-again Christians in the upcoming year of 2019? As 2018 draws to a close, we still anticipate the Lord's soon return. And should he tarry, we'll wait for him in the new year for the rapture of the church. The five trends that we looked at in 2018 will continue to increase and get even worse. Again, trend number one, look out for Russia, Turkey, and Iran's unholy alliance against Israel. That's Ezekiel chapters 38 and 39. Trend number two, the European Union is looking to form a global army and to be the sole voice for all the nations of the world, the revived Roman Empire. Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 7, Revelation chapters 12, 13, and 17. Trend number three, artificial intelligence will increase and will be able to identify everyone on a global scale. Privacy, your privacy, will be a thing of the past. Artificial intelligence, Revelation chapter 13 and verse number 15. And finally, trend number five, the moral disintegration of society will continue to sink to an all-time low with the love of many waxing cold. And it's going to get colder and colder and colder. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. The four trends that we saw in the past, according to Bible prophecy, and you might want to write these four trends down and study these things on your own. The four major prophetic trends, separate from what we talked about here, but the four major prophetic trends, according to Bible prophecy, is number one, the Jewish people returning back to the land. They call it the Aliyah, A-L-I-Y-A. Aliyah, or the return of the Jews back to the land. That happened May the 14th, 1948. Okay, so we have Aliyah, the Jewish people. Number two, anticipation for peace. Anticipation for peace. Antichrist, the ruler of the revived Roman Empire, will confirm a 7-year peace treaty with Israel after the rapture, according to Daniel 9, 27. So we have anticipation of peace. Trend number three, alignment of the nations. Alignment of the nations. According to Ezekiel chapters 38, 39, Psalm 83, Daniel chapter 11, 40 through 45, Russia and her Arab allies will come against the Jewish people. They will attack the state of Israel. And number four, arrangements for the rebuilding of the third temple. Arrangements for the rebuilding of the third temple. That's Daniel 9, 27, Matthew 24, 15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, Revelation 11, 1 and 2. Those are the four major trends according to Bible prophecy, unfolding before our very eyes as we speak. As these trends will exponentially increase in 2019 at a very unprecedented rate, let us be soul winners, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be soul winners. Let's share the gospel to Jew and Gentile in these last days. And let's pray what Paul prayed in 1 Corinthians 16, 22. Maranatha. You know what Maranatha means? Our Lord come. Remember what John the Apostle said in Revelation 22, 21? He which testified these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. I told you this already. No signs precede the rapture, nor prophecies have to be fulfilled. The rapture is an imminent event that could happen at any moment, at any time. So we don't look for signs, but what are we doing? What are we doing? We're listening. Oh, yeah, we're soul winning too. But we are also listening for the sound of a trumpet. Revelation 4:1, come up hither. And the Bible says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're out of here. We're gone. We're going to meet the Lord Jesus Christ in the air. And he's going to take us to the Father's house. And we will forever be at his side. Doesn't get any better than that. But if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, before you walk out that door, give us an opportunity to talk with you, to show you from God's Word how you can know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that one day heaven will be your home. It's either heaven or it's hell. The choice is up to you. I can't make that choice for you. Neither can Pastor Kuhn. Only you can make that choice. Very briefly, every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a brief second. I won't keep you long. Every head bowed, every eye closed, just for a brief second. Say, in August, I don't have that assurance of going to heaven when I die. I need someone to show me from the Word of God how I can know for sure without a shadow of a doubt that one day heaven will be my home. August, would you pray for me that I would get saved? Would you pray for me that someone can show me from the Scriptures how to get saved? If I'm talking to you, all you simply need to do is slip your hand up and put it down. That's all you need to do. No one's going to embarrass you. Nobody's going to call you out. I don't even need to know your name. Just slip your hand up and put it back down. All you're saying to me is, August, pray for me. Do we have anyone like that here this morning? I see that hand. God bless you. I saw that hand. Would there be another hand here? I see that hand. God bless you, my friend. I see that hand right there, too. God bless you. Would there be another hand here this morning? August, pray for me. I need to get saved. Three hands just went up. August, show me from the Word of God how I can know for sure without a shadow of a doubt that one day heaven will be my home. Listen, if you raised your hand for salvation, I want you to talk between you and the Lord Jesus. Not between you and I, but between you and the Lord. Because I can't save you, but he can save you. If you raised your hand for salvation, I want you to say something like this. And you mean it with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. You mean business with the Lord. I want you to pray something like this. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. You died for my sins. You shed your blood for me. I repent of my sins today. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash my sins away with your precious blood. I receive your free gift of eternal life. Change my heart. Change my life. Make me a new creature in you. And help me to live my life for you. Until the day I die, or the day you rapture me out of here. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In your name I pray. Now, with every head bowed, If you just prayed that prayer, would you just raise your hand? If you just prayed that prayer right now, would you just raise your hand? I see that hand. I see that hand over there. I see that hand too. If you just prayed that prayer, would you just raise your hand up and put it down? That's all you need to do. I saw that hand. I saw that hand. Praise the Lord. I see that hand too, sir. Thank you. Listen, if you want to speak to us after the service, I'm going to be available right there at the table. Pastor Kuhn will be right there. We'd love to talk with you even further. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to be dismissed. Heavenly Father, thank you again for your precious word. Lord, the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And Lord, I know that it pierces our very bone marrow. It discerns the thoughts and the intents of our hearts, Lord. I'm grateful for these who said that they've prayed that prayer, Lord. They signify that by raising their hands. I pray, God, that they meant business with you and that they would see Brother Kuhn at the end of the service and let him know that they prayed and trusted in the Lord Jesus as personal Savior. God, I'm asking you right now to do a mighty work in their lives, to do a mighty work in the lives of all those here at this church, to make Bible Baptist Church a beacon, a lighthouse to Central Falls and the surrounding areas. Father, we love you. We love you because you first loved us and you gave your Son to be that propitiation for our sins. So, Lord, as we walk out of this building this morning, let us remind ourselves that we have entered the mission field as well. And there are people perishing all around us. I pray, Lord, that if you tarry in 2018, that we'll be ready to serve you not only in 2019, but that, Lord, that we would be soul winners and cry out, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. For it's in his precious name we pray, and all God's people said, amen and amen.